Right now, it is time, talking about challenges, to bring in Pat Pagano and talk about the weather forecast. Pat, I am operating under the nightmare scenario this morning.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, both my on-air computer and my production computer are both working perfectly. I can bring up the on-air program. I can bring up the production program. They are not talking to one another, which means I have absolutely no local audio available to me on the computers.
My goodness, what is going on there?
Pat, I wish I could tell you what's going on here, but I can't. I have no freaking idea.
Do you have to maybe get a whole brand new computer?
No, it's not the computers. I've got a feeling there's something wrong with our network, but I can't really investigate that until 9 o'clock. So it's going to be an interesting morning around here. But it's going to be an interesting morning for you. Now, this is the problem with social media and with the television stations that we have all throughout the country nowadays. Yesterday on Facebook, there had to be 5 million posts how we're going to get a foot, 6 inches, 10 inches of snow from various people because they see it on all the different models that they see on TV. I go to the National Weather Service site, and I see that they've got a winter storm watch up for Massachusetts, Berkshire County, right into South County. So that means you folks living in North Canaan who are right next to Berkshire County, watch out. Because the minute you cross the line, you're going to go into bad weather. What's your take on what's going to happen?
You know, again, the track of the storm is so, so vital here. But the models are in pretty much agreement that, the low in Alabama right now will track off Delaware tomorrow morning and then east of Boston by tomorrow night. It looks to me, now, number one, the system's going to be a fast mover until it gets to the New England coast. It'll slow down there. But up until that point, a fast mover, and it'll go from Delaware to east of Boston. So it'll cross the magic 70-40 line, which is 70 degrees latitude and 70 degrees longitude and 40 degrees latitude, which would normally mean some real heavy snow for us. But because it is going to be moving so quickly, whatever snow we get, number one, will occur very late tomorrow and be done. And then there'll just be a couple of rain or snow showers left over Sunday. I even kind of doubt that too. The Berkshires, I know they put out the winter storm watch. I don't really think so. I think that the heaviest snow from this system will be on a line from Vermont-New Hampshire border through central Mass and maybe northern Rhode Island. The Cape is not included in the snow. So I think that's going to be the area of heaviest snow. West of that, any snow should be a lot lighter. So it's going to be interesting to see if that's how it works out. Because, if the storm would have jogged just a little bit further west, then you would take that line I just gave you and you'd bring it to the Berkshires. And then, of course, that would affect us. Not so much the Catskills, but us, here in Sharon, Northwest Connecticut. So those are the things that Anthony will be watching for tomorrow. Thank goodness I won't be. I'm not seeing much for our main listening area. I would say whatever we get is going to be under an inch. When you get into the Berkshires, they may get a couple. The Catskills may see, up to an inch as well. But that's it. I think you have to go north and east to get the real heavy snow.
Okay, now, as people that real-time weather watchers, if the thing has jogged a little more to the west, when would we actually know that as people that deal? I mean, what would we see and when will we know that?
Well, you'll know that tomorrow morning, not because you'll see it, but because the computer models will finally pick it up. And then we can compare the track from today to the track tomorrow, and we'll be able to see that it's tracking further west, and the precipitation amounts will be a lot higher. So It's an interesting scenario, but let me just tell you, I mean, there's precip over us right now, but it's Virgo,
yeah,
which means it's evaporating before reaching the ground. So we will get a little rain later today, and it's in the 40s. Rain tonight near 40. Windy with rain Saturday. I said low 40s. Now, again, it may change over to wet snow before it ends later in the day. Some rain or wet snow showers around. Wind on Sunday, low 40s. Partly cloudy, 45 to 50 on Monday. I'm going to take a, while you're asking me questions, I'm going to take a quick look, just out of curiosity, to see what the computer model is giving for our area. And of course, unfortunately, it's going to be based on, I really shouldn't base it on Bradley, because Bradley is really east of us. And I'm going to go with, for now, I'll go with Poughkeepsie. How's that? That's even too far west. Trying to think what would be, maybe Pittsfield. That's about the closest, right?
Yeah, but that's too far north. I think, how about Danbury?
Yeah, I could do that. Okay. I don't know. Don't you think that's too far south?
That's only about, well, you know, it's funny. Bradley's about an hour east. Pittsfield's about an hour and 10 minutes north.
Right.
Danbury's about an hour south, and Poughkeepsie's about an hour to the west.
See what I mean? Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at the Canadian model. The Canadian model gives us 3/4 inch of rain, followed by 1/4 inch of wet snow. That is the Canadian model. Okay, 3/4 inch of rain, 1/4 inch of wet snow. Let's go to the Euro model, which you remember at the beginning of the week was saying nothing. They give us 3/4 inch of rain and a little less than 1/2 inch of snow. So comparable. Let's go to the American newly redone GFS model. Almost 1.5 inches of rain followed by 0.3 inch of snow, right in the middle of the other two models. And lastly is the North America model. They are giving us 3/4 inch of rain and a trace of snow. So almost all of the models are in agreement that we're going to get 1/4 inch to 1 inch of rain and anywhere from a dusting to the max, a 1/3 inch of snow. So, I mean, again, that's pretty much what I thought before I even looked at all of these amounts. So I think that's the way it'll go, unless, of course, the storm were to track closer to the coast. And the guys will know that tomorrow morning. So you may get a forecast tomorrow morning with numbers of snow amounts, or it may just remain the same like Pat thinks it will right now.
Well, it's 2020, so anything can happen.
Isn't that the truth? Boy, that is so true.
It's 2020. It's going to be a tricky forecasting winter, Pat. Mm-hmm. But at least your long-range forecast was right, calling for a big storm this weekend.
I said a late winter storm, yeah.
Yeah. So at least we could take one piece of golden nugget out of that.
That's about it. And yours truly is going to drive up to the lake this afternoon, drop off that furniture, and then go over to see my friend David and Elena. Have dinner with them and then head back tonight. So I'll be driving in rain. I won't have to worry about slipping and sliding.
All right. Well, Friday's normally a day I look forward to because there's not much production work afterwards, and I can basically get out of here fairly early.
Now you can't.
I can't because we have to solve this problem. And you know what? In all my years of dealing with computers, I've not seen something like this happen. I've got a feeling I know what it is. I think that with the production update on the update on the Windows on the production computer, I have a feeling that somehow it's changed the network configuration. But I'm going to need additional help. So once after 9 o'clock comes, I'll speak to the software guys and then and gals, and we'll get together and we'll see if we can rectify it. But my good buddy, Rob Reamer, Rob and I have been going back and forth all election long because Rob was a Donald Trump supporter and I was anybody but Trump supporter. But we kept jabbing each other back and forth all year long because we're friends and we don't let our political differences divide us. He just said, "You must have a Republican router." And he went on to say, "Now even your computers are polarized." So Rob's a good buddy. And like I said, I just never let with my friends. I'm not talking about all my Facebook friends, my real friends. I never let politics interfere with our friendship. Just, you know, and that's I wish more people were like that. That's all. But it's tough to do that nowadays. It just is. So anyway, so that's where we sit for this looking into the weekend. The weekend doesn't look that great.
Sunday will be, you know, a bright day, but it's going to be windy and chilly. So, but at least you won't have to be dodging raindrops, that's for sure, or snowflakes. I mean, I have a rain or snow shower in there, but my feeling is you won't get anything on Sunday.
Well, I hope we don't get anything on Saturday or Saturday night, like a snow. But then again, like I said, it's 2020, so when I open my eyes tomorrow morning, I'm going to be prepared for anything.
As I said, I'm very, very happy that I'm not on, so I don't have to worry about the problem. But the guys will be taking care of it, and I'm sure, again, I don't think there's going to be too many surprises, but we shall see.
All right. As we say, our old New Englanders say, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Best. Correct.
Pat, I want you to have a good weekend, and hopefully I won't be speaking to you under snow on Monday morning.
I sure hope so.
All right. Take care. Have a great weekend, Pat.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.